It's Friday, November 20th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. This week marks 10 years since the International Criminal Court began to investigate war crimes and crimes against humanity in Nigeria, Africa. Since 2000, Islamic militant groups are responsible for the deaths of 100,000 Nigerians. Christians are often targeted in these attacks. Nigeria is ranked 12th on the Open Doors World Watch list of places where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Please, remember our brothers and sisters in Christ there in your prayers. The Trump administration leveled new sanctions against Iran on Wednesday over human rights violations. The Muslim regime is known for its abuse of human rights. For example, on Sunday, an Iranian Christian convert received 80 lashes just for drinking communion wine. Elsewhere in the Middle East, the U.S. is bringing thousands of troops home. By January, the number of troops in Afghanistan and Iraq will be reduced to 2,500 in each country. The FBI's latest statistics show hate crimes in the U.S. increased in 2019 to their highest level in over a decade. Law enforcement agencies reported 7,103 single bias incidents last year. Over 20% of the incidents were prompted by religious bias. About 10% of the offenses motivated by religious bias were against Christians. The most common crimes prompted by religious bias were assault, intimidation, and vandalism. Jesus said in John 15, verse 20, "A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." The Trump campaign legal team held a fiery press conference yesterday about alleged voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election.